You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I am ready to go for today. I got a mug of hot tea in my hand.
Yum, yum, yum.
Flavored just right with some stevia.
Whoa.
I'm ready. I can take on anything.
You're all
now.
Fired up.
You know what, Jeremy? You can give me any kind of lip you want today. And I since I got my hot tea,
you're
I'm
full
ready.
Of stevia. You're ready to rock.
I need to find out for sure if that's okay for you or not okay for you.
I have no idea anymore.
I don't either. I hear conflicting stuff. Well, I'm sure now I'll get 27 Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Links to stories that show it's going to cause my, you know,
your insides to explode.
My spleen to explode or something.
Maybe that's what he wants, guys. Okay? Stop emailing him.
Speaking of body parts, let's talk about your wife's ears.
It was funny. I'm looking at it. It maybe was, 15 minutes ago or so, we were playing the We Don't Talk About Bruno song here on the air. Big Disney hit. You know, it's worldwide now. This song is exploding, and it is in heavy, heavy rotation at my house because we have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and it is on Alexa constantly. The kids are singing it constantly, and now my son is learning it on the piano, so it's the hook over and over and over hundreds of times a day, and it's being played so much so that my wife is now waking up in the middle of the night with that song in her head.
Oh,
we
no.
don't talk about Bruno. And it's playing on constant loop, so she is losing sleep every night. And I'm talking hours. She says she cannot shut it off no matter what she does. She's tried listening to other songs. She's done the whole thing where she listens to the Bruno song all the way through again, trying to think, you know, that'll stop it. Mm-hmm. But she said it's really like the equivalent of how they torture prisoners and things, where they play songs on repeat over and over and over, and you essentially go mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to Nick Nack, man, all because of this Bruno song. So she texted me. She just, when that song came on, she just wrote, you're killing me with this song.
Mm-hmm.
She said, sadly, I have to turn it down. I'll turn you guys back up in a few minutes.
You know, I've, through the years, seen all sorts of different explanations from scientists about how to get earworms out of your head. And I don't know that anyone has really stumbled upon.
I don't think so.
You know what? I hate to say this, and Nicole, I know you're listening right now. First of all, hi. Long time no see. Secondly, I'm afraid to say that it might involve medication.
It could.
Yeah.
It might. I don't know.
I mean, just because the tricks of listening to the song or humming some other song or doing this don't appear to work for a lot of people, and they don't really work for me either. And I'm just wondering if it might require some sort of sedative to shut her brain down,
numbing your
so
receptors.
Yeah, I mean that won't help her during the day when she's trying to, you know, design electrical substations.
Yeah.
While she's doing that, it might still
probably
play,
not a good idea to take heavy medication while you're doing that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, but you know, maybe about 9 o'clock at night, she can pump some stuff into her body that'll shut her head off.
Yeah,
because I feel for her. It is torture.
She can't. She's like, it is over and over and over. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to help you here.
I don't even want to tell you the last earworm that I got. And now it's going to be back because we're talking about it. But it's something that I heard, of all places, in the flipping Home Depot. It was playing over their sound system. And I started just kind of singing along as a joke because it's kind of a goofy song. And for the next 3 days, it kept going on repeat in my head, and it's not a good song to have in your head.
I gotta know.
It's Flippin' Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, God.
It's an old song. It's like from the 70s.
Why were they playing that at Home Depot?
But they were busting that out in Home Depot, like a rhinestone cowboy.
I'd wander right over to the nail guns and put one into my head.
Yes. And I was when it first came on, I was laughing because they had some sort of contemporary song on before that. I don't know, Maroon 5 or something. It was no problem.
Yeah, and then that pile
but then
of crap,
suddenly
huh?
here comes that, and I started laughing. I'm in the, you know, the nail aisle or whatever, and I'm just kind of chuckling. And I saw it kind of to myself. I was like I was doing it like lounging, like a redstone cowboy.
Then you're even making it worse by doing that.
And so like 3 days later, when I'm driving along and it's still in my head.
Oh, man. Not good. Not good at all.
I don't know who's got it worse, Nicole or me.
I think the Cowboy song might be worse, man.
It might be worse.
I think it is.
It's a worse song, but she has exposure to it more than her song.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Where you just heard it once in the depot, and now it's, I mean, it's, I can't even tell you, man. It's like 500 times a day.